Wisconsin's Morning News with Vince Vitrano. Vince is back after the holiday. Eric Bilstad along with Michelle Richards. And joining us on the WTMJ Tri-County Contracting Hotline is...
Wait a second here. Sorry. Sorry to cut you off, Eric.
Oh, no, please. Brian Nisansky, hello.
Hello. Vince has gone all the way through the entire fourth. Will you take 12 days off or what?
Right? Yes. I can't get over this. Yeah, actually, he did. I have to give him credit. Like, I give him props. He did a solid for me because he was originally off yesterday, Niz.
Okay.
And I asked him last week, I'm like, hey, man, is there any way I can get that day? And he said, okay. So he did it for me. He took off, or he worked yesterday for me.
Wow.
So I can't tease him too much.
What a guy. He takes off 12, you take off one. stand up. Unbelievable.
Hey, so many
team
questions.
Player.
Yeah, he's such a team player. We have so many questions. Whether or not, you know, fireworks are going to look good this week as far as the weather goes. B, whether or not you've gone down to a fireworks shop and bought, like, the fake news bomb or whatever else they have those funny names for, those fireworks.
Yeah.
Let's start with the forecast. How's this holiday week look for us?
Yeah, so today obviously is probably going to be our wettest day today, especially northwest of Milwaukee, where we get to see some pretty good amounts of rain. Now we dry out again tomorrow, and then we have a couple rain chances Thursday and Friday. And, of course, that's what's most important, what you're getting to here. But it doesn't look like what we're dealing with today. It really looks like more of just chances or scattered stuff where – you know, maybe it rains both days, but for a half hour and the rest of the days are dry. So what we have to do is, over the next 24 hours or so, start to really pinpoint when those rain chances will be. Is it going to affect the fireworks, or will it affect your parade in the morning? That's kind of to be determined at this point. But I'm not too alarmed yet that I think people need to start, like, rethinking, like, any sort of plans or, you know, that sort of thing.
How about temperature-wise? I feel like the 4th of July has to be 95, hot and humid and super uncomfortable. Are we going to get there this 4th of July?
Yeah. Tomorrow we have one really very warm and humid day expected tomorrow. And then it looks like it kind of backs off again, and we'll have an influence from Lake Michigan. So I think we're probably looking at more in the way of 70s to around 80, not only 4th of July, but through most of the 4th of July weekend. Very average, if not a little bit below average, as far as temperatures go. I think there's just enough of a component of the wind off of the lake for much of the period, and we'll have some clouds and some scattered shower chances around. So, yeah, those looking for, you know, that hot, humid, 100-degree firecracker 4th of July, I don't think that's going to be this year. The bigger concern will be those rain chances that we just kind of have to keep an eye on.
Now, I was in Minocqua this past weekend, Niz, and got out on the boat and floating around out there and freezing.
Freezing.
Still glad to be out there, but holy cow, it was chilly.
Kind of like, you know, like sweatshirt, like, I don't know, like kind of like Cape Cod type weather, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
It is good to be up there. It's always good to see the sights. But, yeah, you wait for these moments. You live for these moments to be on vacation and experience summer and stuff like that. I think it will be warmer than that this weekend, so people looking to take the boat out, I think, you know, your kids will be able to jump in the water and stuff. So I don't think we're looking at a freezing weekend, but just not quite, you know, that really hot, humid stuff.
Have you made the annual trek to the fireworks shop yet to purchase a bomb or two?
I have, yeah. I held back a little bit this year. I'm sure I'll probably – usually I make a second run if there's multiple shows to kind of beef up the supply. But right now, yeah, I don't – I feel good where I'm at right now. Plus, as I get older, I'm getting a little bit more, like, responsible on where we're doing it. However, first off, let me just say I'm not endorsing illegal fireworks anywhere.
Of course not.
No, but I will say that this year, given the amount of rain that we've already had and the rain that we're seeing today, we're faring better as far as our fire danger compared to the last 4th of July.
Great.
So I feel pretty good about the fireworks this year. Obviously, be safe. Obviously, don't do anything stupid, you know, making sure you're taking all the precautions.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get to go to the lakefront this year, the family and I. What time should we be at your house, Niz?
Well, I got one. Okay, so, like, you know, you got to get the big 500-gram cakes, which are these, like, big boxes of, like, you know, fireworks stuff. And one was, yeah, Eric was mentioning, Michelle, there was one that was called Fake News that I got last year. That was pretty cool. There's one that I got this year I'm pretty pumped about, because you know how when you buy it, you can see, you can scan the code and watch, like, what it does? This one I'm pumped about. It's called Light and Run. And Scott, okay. So I'm going to light it, and I'm going to run, for sure.
That's good advice.
Good advice.
Oh, fantastic.
So I also have a neighbor who I feel like really doesn't like it, and I suspect maybe called the cops on me at one point a while ago. They're gone. They're on vacation, oh. So I don't have to worry about that.
Nice.
So, let's go.
And shoot it off of his driveway. It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Niz. Happy 4th of July.
See you guys.